Blog Talk Radio.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick the feet out the door. God's doing a new thing.
Yes, a new thing.
Get ready for overflow.
Get ready for overflow. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Happy Friday and welcome to Daily Fire. Here on Blog Talk Radio, I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, giving you 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, including life teaching, prayer, altar call, and then assigning you your daily task. Our topic for today is where legends are made. Where legends are made. Our scripture comes from the book of Daniel, chapter 3, verses 15 through 25. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. You can call in with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. I'm live by calling 323-870-4180. Again, that's 323-870-4180. You know, save that into your phone. But if you can't tune in live, you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern by going to my website, feeldfire.com, FEELDFIRE.com. That's FEELDFIRE, FEELDFIRE.com. And because this is Friday, today's teaching will be up the entire weekend. But the best thing is for you to follow Daily Fire. That way you don't have to try to go to the website. You don't have to try to call in live because the recording is set straight to your phone at 8 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, and then it's available for you to listen to at any time throughout the day. You're able to share it and bless others, and you receive that link. The way that you follow is by texting the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. Again, that's DF to phone number 3. All of this information is on the website at feeldfire.com. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. I got a fired up word for you today. We are in the book of Daniel, chapter 3, verses 15 through 25, reading from the KJV. Now, if you be ready, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1 7 times more than it was wont to be heated, or than they usually heated it. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats and their other garments and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Can't you see it, brothers and sisters? Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flames of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Can you visualize this? Last two verses. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. The form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Ooh, praise the Lord for the reading of his word, brothers and sisters. What is our topic for today? Say it with me right now, where legends are made. Legends are made in the pit. In the midst of adversity, in the midst of the trial, in the midst of tribulation, in the midst of your fire, that's where legends are made. In the book of Daniel 3, verses 15 through 25, that I just read unto you today, I read the popular biblical record of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, also known as the three Hebrew boys, who were unwilling to bow down and to serve the golden image. Which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And so he was threatening them. Look, if you're not going to bow down to this brazen image when you hear the music play, he had actually issued a decree. Anyone who doesn't bow down, you know, they're going to be thrown into the fiery furnace. Now, he had favor upon Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So when the music played, they refused to bow down because they served God. So then he's basically giving them another chance and saying, look now, when the music played, you were supposed to bow down. And if you don't bow down, I'm going to have to cast you into the fiery furnace because I'm the king, and this is the decree that I've already issued. And if I don't follow my own decree, then I will be seen as weak. So look, please, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I need you to bow down. But they said to him, look now, we serve the only God. And if you have to throw us into the fiery furnace, it's okay, because the God whom we serve, he will deliver us. He's able. But even if God chooses not to, then that doesn't change the fact that he's able to do so. He's still God, and we still refuse to bow down to your brazen image. So the king got mad. And he said, listen, soldiers, I want you in service. I want you to heat that furnace seven times hotter than it usually is and bind them up. Bind them up even in their clothing, because that will be even more flammable. And I want you to throw them into that fiery furnace. I'm going to show everybody who's really in control. And so the furnace was so hot that when they threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in, that the people who were close to the furnace, the servants, the heat even slew them. So then he threw them in, and then he looked, you know, through the apparatus they had to be able to see what he thought was about to be, you know, just ashes. And then he said, wait a minute, servants. Didn't we throw three men in? And they affirmed, yes, king. He said, but then I see four, and one looks like the Son of Man. And understand at this time, this is Old Testament, Jesus had not yet appeared, but even Nebuchadnezzar was able to recognize the anointing or angel of the Lord covering his people, where legends are made. Oh, in this powerful, brothers and sisters, we don't have but 15 minutes. In the book of Genesis, chapter 37, moving forward all the way up into 39, we see the biblical record of Joseph, who was sold into slavery by his brothers because they were envious of him. And so he's sold into slavery, and then he's in prison. And while he's in prison, God gives him the ability to interpret dreams. And then later, one of the servants of the king is around when the king has a bad dream, which needs to be interpreted. And he remembers how when he was in prison, there was a prisoner who could interpret. So they call for Joseph, and Joseph gets elevated. But later on, the king's wife, King Potiphar's wife, she desires Joseph. And when Joseph refuses to go into sexual relationship with her, she then lies to her husband and said he tried to rape her. Look, here's part of his garment, because he was so trying to run from her that he left part of his garment, but she lied. But later, the land went into famine, and the same brothers who sold him into slavery had to come to the king's palace seeking grain. And guess who was in charge? Joseph. He didn't make himself known to them originally, but later, the same brother whom they sold into slavery had to deliver them. In Job 13, when all that Job had gone through after he'd been tested, Job 13:15, he said, though God slay me, yet will I still trust in him. In Acts 16, Paul and Silas were in prison, but still praising God. Brothers and sisters, today I'm trying to encourage you that the pit is where legends are made. Your adversity is where you find your strength. When you are going through, that's when you fully begin to understand what you are made of. I can remember when I went to basic training in the Army. Before I went, I was never athletic. I was never the person people picked to play on any sports team. I was like that last person that you just got on your team by default, and you just had to take me. Never good. Couldn't run. Was in the band, so I was even doing PE in school. But by the time I finished basic training, I could run 2 miles in 14 minutes, which was a man's time. See, it was in the adversity of the pit of basic training, of having the drill sergeants yelling at me, threatening me, because I was falling out of every run, couldn't keep up, that I learned the strength of me, where legends are made. It was in the pit when I became an attorney of going up against opposing counsel who would make statements like, my case is a slam dunk against your client. Do you want them to go ahead and surrender their license now? Or laughing at me, only to then turn around and watch me prevail in that issue, that I learned the confidence of the anointing and call that's on my life to advocate and prevail for my clients. I'm trying to tell you, don't be afraid of the pit. Don't be afraid of adversity. Don't be afraid to go against your enemy. Even if you feel you're not equipped, you're not prepared, there is always a fourth man in the fire. God always got a covering for you. He always got angels. He's always covering you with his anointing. God will make a way out of no way and grant you favor even in the pit. So don't despise the pit. Don't despise the adversity. You're being made into a legend. This is where you will find out who you are. This is where you will find strength you never knew you had. This is where you will find anointing you never knew was on your life. When you are in the pit, that's where your legendary status begins to come into focus. Stop being afraid of being disliked. Stop being afraid of being unpopular. Stop being afraid of having to be alone for a season. Because when you come out of that furnace, you just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Not a hair of your head has been singed. offering your job. Some of you are furloughed. Some of you are not getting paid. I know it hurts. I know it makes you angry. But I'm reminding you that there is a fourth man in DeFi. You are not alone in the pit. It will try to overtake you, but it will not be able to overcome you. This is where legends are made. Glory. Woo! I could preach this thing to you all day, but we don't have a 15 minutes. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Woo! Hallelujah. Father, we come to you on this day. We praise you on daily fire. Father, we are being made into legends. We don't fear the pit. We don't fear the opposition. We are the people who can find ways when there are no ways, find loopholes, find the reasonable doubt. We're the person who can go in and find the hole in the quilt. We're so at being able to find the way out of the pit, pinpointing our victory, standing strong. And we don't have to be rude or abrasive. We don't have to be bullied. No, we just walk in the confidence of Jesus. We just walk in the confidence of Jesus. We just walk, we just walk, we just walk in the confidence of Jesus. The pit doesn't overtake us. It doesn't defeat us. It doesn't have the authority over us. It doesn't even have proper jurisdiction. Glory. Now, Father, I pray for everyone listening. Let them, Father, take on that first read like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. God is able, and he's willing, and he will deliver. God is able, he's willing, and he will deliver. Find the loophole. Find that victory. Find your joy. Find your restoration. Find your place of peace. Even if it looks like it's not present, you are being made into a legend in the pit. In Jesus' name, we pray. Let everyone say amen. Say, I'm being made into a legend today. Hallelujah. Let me give the altar call. Then I got to give our tithes because our time is run. For those who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Glory. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In Jesus' name, let everyone say amen. Everybody say, I'm being made into a legend. Say it again. I am being made. Say your name. Roxy, I'm being made into a legend. Hallelujah. Now, listen. Make sure you're tuning in Monday through Friday. Do not forget to follow daily fire. You cannot miss the fire every day by texting the letters DS to phone number 33222, that's DF to phone number 33222, you will receive a confirmation text, and it will include even today's teaching, so you're able to share it with others and forward the text. All right, this weekend, if you don't have a church to go to, we would love to have you at my church, First Deliverance Church of God in Christ, Pastor and Lady Errol Cooper Sr. and Tony Cooper. The address is 6229 Northwest 11th Avenue here in Miami. If you didn't have time to write that down, it's on my website. Air all of this information, fieldthefire.com. Now listen, our topic for today, your fire for today and this whole weekend, is where legends are made. Your task for today is quit running from the opposition. Stand up and look them in the eyes, because you know they're the fourth man in the fire. All right? I'll see you on Monday. Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Don't miss the fire. Visit me at fieldthefire.com.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick defeat out the door.